Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. David in Illinois has joined us, both instructors. Rick, do you think that the cell phone, as I mentioned, I think it's going to take us down because it's making us dumber by the second. We rely on it. We don't remember people's numbers. We don't add, add, subtract, multiply, divide. We can't find what we're looking for in store. So we call somebody at home and say, I'm here. What was I supposed to get again? I forget.
For the conveniences, there is a loss. And for the loss, there is a deep loss. Then you add the physics of it works up to a certain place, and then you have to replace it, just like you do your battery or automobile, Mopar. And then, to add insult to the injury, the bandwidths that they're choosing to work have dosimetry. That means LD50 ratios. They're toxic. Then, to add further to that, these bandwidths are affecting other things, our insects like bumblebees. Then, to move to the first and last stage, they've now been taken over by an intelligence that's way beyond us. Let's call it a D-wave, third generation D-wave. And now they're using it to control, manipulate, and contain.
David, your thoughts?
Yeah, they're pretty much making it so these kids are all going to, I mean, they're giving kids at like 2 and 3 years old, they're hooking them up. Sorry about that. They're getting them at 2 and 3 years old, so they're looking at a cell phone like a third hand. So by the time they're in school, they're not even thinking about anything in school. They're doing everything on their cell phone. They want instant gratification without no work. Without no output of their own.
How about this? Verizon had a massive, massive outage in major cities within the last 36 hours. So people have been convinced to use these cell phones for payments, for transferring funds, for paying their monthly bills, for all kinds of directions. And students now communicate and have been for years with their instructors, with their professors at the university and college level and high school level. They communicate with their teachers via cell phones, smartphones. So pretty much
worse.
If you are at the university level,
it gets worse.
You've got to have one.
And the explosions in California are all, again, about smart meters going unstable just like they did in Paradise. It's a plasma level of heat and all the different fires. And with that, the underground, they're finding that there are cracks in the earth, and it's now got smoke coming in through the drain holes and all the other things. That's because lava. And what's happening is that they are profiling California to give it to China.
Let me share something else with you. This is really concerning. This is tangential. I got this from Joey, and Joey sent it to Norm, and Norm sent it to me. So I got it from Joey and Norm. Preparedness notes. This is Survival Blog. James Leslie Rawls, and another instructor of ours, senior instructor. September 30th, 2019. Today, September 30th, 2019, is B Day, the letter B. Bofang Day. The U.S. sales ban on multi-band Bofang UV-5R handy talkies, which would be, you know, walkie-talkies, takes effect midnight tonight. It will be illegal to advertise or sell them. It's still legal to operate them, but it'll be illegal to sell or advertise them. Now, so why is that? So I did a little bit of research, and here is an article on hamhijinks.com. FCC orders ban of all Bofangs because too many hams accidentally transmit that awful siren tone on local repeater. Okay, so there's a little button that you can push that sounds off a siren. And let me read the article. I don't like reading articles, but here it goes. I think I need to do that. Washington, D.C. In a decision that most ham radio operators knew would eventually happen, the Federal Communications Commission has ruled that Bofang radios with the built-in audible siren feature can no longer be sold in the U.S. Most of the handheld radios made by Bofang come with a siren that can easily be activated at the touch of a button. Radio operators have been inundated with the annoying sound at ham fest club meetings and on the air. Okay, so because of that, it's claimed that the FCC orders the ban of all Bofang radios that have this feature. Now, I have some of these radios, and I've had them for years. And I got to tell you, Bofang is not the best quality anything. It's marginal at best, but it's a lot of radio and a little package at a low price. Okay, now here's the point. I don't think that that's really the reason. Because if you watch The Walking Dead, if you watch Jericho, if you watch any of these video series that deals with what's going to be like when the grid goes down, the one thing that's lacking in all of them is communications. It's absolutely lacking. So if you want to know what's going to happen, you got to get on their horse, you got to walk, you got to get on a bicycle, or if you have gasoline, you venture out and you go, yo, what's happening over here with you guys? You got the same problem we do? No lights? Yeah, no lights. So that is the single thread that goes through all of these calamities. No communications. So I have a feeling that it's not because of this little button that transmits the siren sound. I think it's because some people don't want us to communicate with others and get our act together in a terrible situation.
Can I make a comment?
I think that's what it is. Please do.
Okay, now, I have a couple of radios. I don't have the nicer ones like you do. Mine are just VHF, UHF. I don't have the money to buy the ham ones.
David, these are
$20. Right. I know
these are $20.
I checked into these, and I've been trying to get some. Now, all the research that I did into them, it's been quite a while. The government, from what I understood, they were upset because of the wattage and the fact that they were able to access all the other, a lot of other, like your GMH bands and things of that nature, which are still under license. You may not have to pay for them or take a test, but you still have to pay for the license for those other bands, and they don't want people using and accessing and being able to access those other bands. Now, you have them, so you'll know if that's true or not.
It's a heck of a radio. It's got a lot of capabilities. The capabilities of this radio are only limited by the understanding of how to program them, which is complex in itself.
Right.
It's extremely complex. There's only a couple buttons, and you can push them. But there are a lot of menus, submenus, and submenus. It is really complicated. And these are a blessing and a curse. If you've got one and it goes haywire, it's really annoying to try to figure out how to get it back to life. But there are ways of you can look up on the internet how to reconfigure back to the factory. You know, you push a series of buttons and you can set it back to its defaults. But and sometimes they go haywire. But it's a lot of radio. It's $20 in its current form. So I'm not going to recommend that people buy them or not buy them, but I'm going to just tell you this. Right now, I think they're going to be more and more difficult, and I watched the price of these darn little things skyrocket 30% in minutes. Minutes. So I just want to let you know.
Yeah, a lot of people that had them worried they were going to ban them quite a while ago. And every time I tried to get them, they were sold out. But that's when they were $70, $60, $70. So
now they're 20. Well, they were 20. Now they're 30, 33, and 35, and 36. And that's the same radio, unimproved. And yes.
All the people that I know that I've my research, they'll have the good radios or the Kenwoods, but they said you can't beat to have these things for a backup emergency. It's just, they're just great to have.
B-A-O-F-E-N-G. Bofeng. It's a Chinese radio. And you, if you hit a button, it'll speak to you in Chinese as well as English. It really will. And that's pretty confusing because right now I don't speak Chinese.
Well, if something happens, people are going to, they don't realize, they tell people to carry their cell phones. Well, they got the switch to turn the cell phones off. They can knock them down. All of them. And they've already tested it a few times. So then people are that can't get their Facebook, they're going to be going and trying to call their therapist next, and then their phones are going to be off, too. So what are they?
Rick, what do you think about this? What do you think about the radio situation? Do you have any comments?
So the way Crocodile Dundee put it, when he's out in the woods with her showing survival, well, you can live on it, but I won't need it. I don't have a cell phone. I tried one years ago with AT&T, and everywhere I went, I didn't have uplink coverage because I was going into weird farm communities doing workshops, and I wanted to have a way to communicate, and what I have now is a disposable phone. I have a track phone. I use that for emergencies. I've only had to use it a couple of times. Every year I put a few more miles on it, but I don't use them up, and now I've got like 10,000 miles to go. But that's just to get it renewed for another year kind of thing. I rarely use it because they're toxic. They're all truly toxic. And once you understand that, why would you want to put it up next to your brain?
Well, okay, there have been stories on the Internet about people who, you know, let's say a husband and wife, for example. They each have one. She works, he works. And so when they go to bed, they pull out their cell phones. And the last thing that many of them see before they fall asleep is their cell phone. That's nuts. That's absolutely nuts. But that's what's happening. And I think, so if you look at students in school, we have Marty Barrett, who is a biology instructor at the college level. She says that she can't stop the students from looking down at their cell phones. She's in a class of about 70, and it's a sloped floor kind of a thing. And so the students are looking down at their cell phones. They don't talk to the person next to them. Heck, when I was in class, that's what I used to do. I used to get in trouble for talking to the people next to me. But now they don't do that. Students don't do that. They look at their phones. And the minute they go to a break, they go to their phones. And during class, they're on their phones. They're texting. That's what's happening. We don't know how to do anything anymore except look at our phones and text. David, anything else you want to say?
No, I got people banging in the dogs. I'm trying to interfere.
All right. Hey, Dave, thanks so much for being with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rick, I was thinking about how far we have fallen. And so I decided to look something up. I've been spackling for weeks now, one of the rooms in our house. And after I'm done with this, I've got another room plus odds and ends spackling and painting. And I thought, so how much does it cost to paint a room in a house? So I looked it up. I was stunned at how much it costs. So a 10 by 12 room. Between $450 and $800 to paint. I'm not talking about build a room. I'm not talking about sheetrock a room. I'm talking about paint the room. $450 to $800 to paint a room. Then I thought, wow, let's really look at big numbers. How much does it cost to paint a house? So a 2,500 square foot house. $3,750 to $7,500 to paint the outside of a house. A 4,000 square foot house, which would be a bigger house, $6,000 to $12,000 for paint. That's, you know, paint and labor. Do those seem like crazy numbers to you? They do to me.
So I remember when my dad built my home when I was like 7 years old, and by the age of 10, we finally had walls up between the studs so that we didn't go through, you know, between studs, with wiring and all that. We went through the door, and Dad did paneling, tie and groove. And I remember how cheap that was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're talking about butterfly, tongue and groove butterfly on one side.
Tongue and groove it, yeah. And it's just, I have to say, what's going on today is crazy. I don't know what to do about it because I'm a casualty. I'm being attacked. Okay, I went to respond to someone's email, and it took me 2 minutes to have to push attach to the point where it finally went in to the document that I wanted to attach it to. It took me 2 minutes. I remember when a computer used to be faster, you know, it's called real time. It moved faster than I could think. But that's all gone. That's all gone, not responding. That's a good one, where it goes transparent on you for a minute and then it comes back into real. Mm-hmm. I remember when I would click on an icon and up would come the fact, and I can click on the icon and end up doing 2 email before it finally loads the other document I wanted.
And you're okay.
That's an old computer. That's, you know, your desktop, that's this, that's that. And yet I look on my computer, and I have a 64-bit, a double thing with, you know, zip-de-doo-dah, and I'm finished. This is BS. I am trying to write, and whenever I try to write, there is a phone call that comes in, nobody's there. It's as if I'm not being monitored, but I'm profiled. And it has it down to the second. And I can't believe how accurate. Okay, now that means I'm coming from a place of wounding, and what I want to do is come from a place of purpose where it can't do that to me. And I'm now come to the conclusion that that is a process, not an end goal. In other words, as algorithms get better, it will be, Simon says you can go halfway to the door. You're never, ever going to get there. You can't do it from here, by definition. And what that ultimately means is that it's about this journey that we're currently enjoying. And that is when Joseph Campbell said, quote, when you see the kingdom of the Father on earth, the apocalypse has already occurred. It is perpetual in its potential. I've had enough. I'm ready to move on. I'm done with life as we understand it. There is no joy in anything anymore.
It's
and
too
that's
complicated.
Me being inflamed in writing. I was it's a man too, on fire. And it's
too complicated. You want to buy a tube of grease? Well, how old are you? Can you prove your age so you can buy a tube of grease? You know, we reached that years ago. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He was not just a great congressman, he was a great man. That's what the Senate Minority Leader, Democrat Chuck Schumer, says about Congressman Elijah Cummings, who passed away early today at the age of 68.
He had a combination of being strong when he had to be and had to be quite often, but also being kind and decent and caring.
While Cummings and President Trump were not good friends politically or personally, President Trump has tweeted that, quote, his work and voice on so many fronts will be hard, if not impossible, to replace. Teachers in Chicago on strike, more than 300,000 students out of class as a result of it. A strong storm system known as a bomb cyclone will be pounding the eastern seaboard from the northern mid-Atlantic to New England today. Wind gusts could exceed 60 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
This can be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Class, if you'd like to buy his books, you can go to his website, richardallenmiller.com, Richard A-L-A-N, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R.com. Rick, it's been long said that use it or lose it. So in terms of physique, in terms of muscle tone, et cetera, use it or lose it. Well, it's also now being said that We are shortening our lives because of excessive brain activity. So nonstop firing of those neurons in our brain is causing our lives to be shorter. So it seems that we actually need to sleep, which is something Norm Shiel has been saying for years, and at least 8 years that we've been on the air together. You got to go to sleep. And I'm thinking that one of the things that people are doing is they are not sleeping because they put their cell phones next to their pillow or on the nightstand if they have one, and it's either being charged or that thing is buzzing and dinging and ringing all night long with their stupid friends that say, look at my dog walk backwards. Is that cool or what? Do you like that?
I don't want to even talk about cell phones anymore because they are not convenient. What they are, it's a trade-off. You get this, but you lose that. And what it is that you lose for what you gain, for me, it's not worth it. Now, my computer, it's a touch. I write with a computer. I used to remember writing with a typewriter. The Healing Yourself book that just went up on my site was something I wrote back in the 70s for Open Door Clinic and was part of 9/11. That's where it all started. The 9/11 was called the Flying Squad at Survival Center with the Seattle Fire Department. And it basically was a bunch of criminals that were on work release to get out of jail and work and do something for the community. And I was part of that, believe it or not. And it was wonderful. A drug overdose would call me, and I would sit there and try to talk to the person while we got an ambulance out to him. And that's where it all started. And Healing Yourself was written with a typewriter. And the two carbon papers that I had are the only record of the original writing of that. Now, I have those, and I copyrighted that way back when. And then I recopyrighted it in 1974 when it was in its second edition. Now, that is my daughter and granddaughter came to visit me this last weekend with my great-grandson. I'm that old. Can you believe it? And my granddaughter says, what do you do for Cradle Cap? And I went to this old book, and there was the herbal remedy that I had developed from Dr. Shook. Shook wrote two books in the 30s on a treatise on herbology and advanced treatise, and it was based on Culpepper. And later, when he died, they gave the mantle to Dr. Christopher, who did not know goat turds from pork and beans. We always thought it would be Jerry Barlow, who wrote From the Shepherd's Purse. That's how old and background my knowledge is in herbology. I am the first person in history to write on the chemistry of herbs. And really, nobody's interested in herbs back then. It was, you know, chemistry was other things. And what I did is I wrote a book called The Magical and Ritual Use of Herbs, assigning rituals to them so they became sacraments and could not be put in the Uniform Controlled Substance Act. And that's why pharmaceutical mushrooms and psychedelic mushrooms are not illegal to grow them. They are not illegal to have them on your possession. They are illegal to sell them, and they are illegal to extract from them. And different states try to bluff people on that. And now what I'm writing about is how microdosing with these psychedelic mushrooms create a look-alike neurotransmitter that dialogues with subtle bodies outside the body and takes placebo from 10% up to 60% because, newsflash, it's about the mind's eye. And if you want to talk about using a cell phone, I'm here as the lead scout telling you they are extremely toxic, and my strongest recommendation is that you immediately turn them off. Just like nuclear power plants.
So, Rick, what does the parent do when the teacher says, high schoolers, I'm going to tell you about your homework, your assignments, and things like that via your cell phone. I'm going to text you these
messages. Oh, that's messages. Missy. And what we did, homeschooling rules now. It used to be public school. Now it's no longer public school. It's homeschooling. That's where you start.
Well, we've done that class, and all of our children have been homeschooled. And I have to tell you, there is a tremendous difference between a homeschooled child and a public training camp child. And
different.
You can recognize
different. You know, my parents sent me to public school because I was a functioning savant, and I needed to learn how to get along.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
the public school back when I went there was workable. But then when I was in second grade, they also required us to learn Latin.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, you know, when I was in Virginia and we took our children out of the public training camp, people would say, well, how are your children going to socialize? And I would say, why would I want my children to hang around with a bunch of thugs in class? And so it's changed, Rick, from when you were in public school and when I was in public school as compared
to... Yeah, it's all changed. That's correct. And that has been done with intent to take over and ruin America.
It used to be that children were seen and not heard. Then we had children who were demanding of their, of possessions. You know, I want you to buy me this, that, and based on the commercials that they saw on TV and the peer pressure in their classes in public school. Now, children have progressed to the point where they melt down. They don't just have a case of the gimmies. They have a meltdown. And, Rick, this is everywhere. It's not isolated to one.
Yeah.
And parents don't know what to do.
The death of America.
Parents don't know what to do.
Our most important natural resource is our children, not the forests.
And we're wasting it. And our children don't understand. And did I ever tell you that I got hauled into the dean's office because I had a contract with our daughter when she was driving back and forth to the university? She started attending the university at age 14, and we would take her back and forth. And then when she was old enough to have a certificate from the state saying that she could operate a vehicle on the road, she would drive back and forth. But in order to use, she didn't get her own car. Other children, their parents were really nice to them and bought them their own car, a new car. Well, she didn't get that that offering from us. She got a chance to use our truck to go back and forth if she signed a contract with me and she adhered to the terms and conditions of that contract. And because she did that, somehow I got called into the dean of students' office, and the dean demanded me to explain why I made our daughter sign a contract in order to use
none of his business.
Well, that's what I told him. I said she didn't come with an owner's manual. I had to figure this out on the fly. And by the way, she's our daughter. Well, and here's the thing. So in order to use the family car, the windows had to be washed inside once a week. She had to do a walk, and this is what the contract said. She had to walk around the vehicle and look in the windows to see if anybody was in there, when it was parked, and look at the tires and look for leaks and, fluids underneath the vehicle, and just a general walk around before she got in the vehicle. Because if she had a flat tire, the best place to fix it was right where it is rather than drive down the road and then try to fix it. Okay? And no cell phones, she could have, back then she had a cell phone, but no cell phone operational. Cell phone had to be off and in the back seat. The headlights had to be on, because those were the days when if you had an older car or truck, you actually had to turn your headlights on by you'd have to manually engage the headlights. They weren't smart enough to figure out whether you should have your headlights on or not by themselves. You had to actually turn them on and turn them off. And she had to demonstrate that she knew how to service the vehicle herself, change the oil, add refrigerant to the air conditioning system, change the tire. Oh, Dad, I know how to change the tire. Okay, well, show me. Want me to show you? Yeah, I want you to show me. So we'll jack it up right now. And, yeah, but so before you get to do this, you sign this contract. Now show me how to change the tire. And so we did all those things, and yet I got hauled into the dean's office. And the last item, item number 21, was you won't buy candy on the way home. Because she was tempted to take a detour, you know, and pull into the Chinese factory outlet and buy a pound of, I don't know, whatever it was that she had on her mind at that time. And I said, no, you can't buy candy if you want to use the car. Now, you don't have to use the car. You don't have to agree to this contract. You just can't use the car if you don't. And so it got me hauled in there, and I was kind of livid. Like, I have to explain this to the dean of students as to what the terms and conditions of our daughter using our car or truck, really? Well, that's what I did. And that document ended up going to our insurance company. And the insurance agent kept it in his file, and he thought it was the neatest thing. And he was passing it around to his customers and clients, saying, hey, parents, you ought to do what Vin Fanelli and his wife do. You might want to consider having your child understand how to change the tire, that actually you have to maintain the vehicle. You know, a vehicle came here yesterday. Rick, I was going to talk about this tomorrow, but let me just briefly mention this. This kind of shows how far we've fallen. A vehicle came here yesterday, relatively new, very expensive truck. I mean, top-of-the-line SUV, as big as an automaker makes one today. I'm not talking about midsize. I'm talking about grande. Huge, very sophisticated, plenty of computer everywhere.
Needed a ladder to get in it.
Pretty much, pretty much. And so our son was checking it out. One of his customers just bought this thing and said wanted it to be serviced, and the change oil light was on. The oil, it holds 5.5 quarts. It's a V6 transverse mounted engine. Transmission is bolted to the engine sideways. And you can't access anything under the hood. I mean, it's really tough. It had 2.5 quarts of oil in it. That's it, period. They just ran it. Nobody checked the oil. And the engine light saying, check the oil's on the dashboard. I don't need to look at that. Just ignore that light. So 15,000 miles is our estimation on how far this oil change went. 2.5 quarts in the engine. Holds 5.5. We'll be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, quick update. Tomorrow, hour number one, Dr. Marco will be in from Spain. And hour number two, I'll be talking about the tips from my unpublished book on how I do things, how we do things at the farm. Probably things that you haven't heard about or might not have considered. So that's hour number two. Rick, what do you think the big one is? What do you think is going to be the calamity that we face? Do you have something in mind that is number one?
Yes. The correct answer is yes. All of the above. Pandemic, earthquake, blast from the sun, it is all going to happen in the next several years. Yes, all of it.
How about a blast from Yellowstone? How about
Yellowstone,
California?
Okay. So my bunker has infrared, and I saw lava strikes in the Northern Territories and the Trinity Alps last year. My buddy is saying, he has tomography at his bunker, and he said last year that he saw lava as far as Ohio from Yellowstone. Now, that was last year.
So, Rick,
is that the answer you wanted to hear? Yes. All of the above, yes. It is all going to happen. How could it not?
No, I agree. I agree. How could it not? We've got fires, wildfires all over the world.
Oh, yeah. Listen, you want to know about zombie drugs? That was developed in the 80s by the Soviet Union before it was Russia. And it came out of Czechoslovakia. It is a zombie-like virus. that exists, just like it all does. And you watch, what is it, Blacklist, that's a good one. Yeah, watch Blacklist, or Designated Survivor, or they all include, you know, pandemic.
Have you watched Blacklist to the point where you found out that Raymond Reddington is an imposter? Did you get to that point?
No, I haven't gotten there yet. I'm in second year, but you know it's creepy. And when you say creepy, it's hard to watch. You know, I watched NCIS. I loved it. Then we moved up to Ill Minds. What was that called? Deranged Criminal Minds or whatever it was. And then, and, you know, the writing gets weirder and weirder because it's the imagination is what is reality. Yeah. You can see it in your mind's eye. It's not. That's what makes it true.
Mm-hmm. Robert
that's
in Kansas,
why I
welcome.
Quoted Joseph Campbell. You know, it's archetypal. And right now, we are in the middle of it. And we are and must take responsibility for the thoughts we choose to entertain. That is why all saints in history have stressed the importance of training the mind. Meditation.
Robert in Kansas,
Vince,
welcome. Yeah.
Hey, Vince. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Dr. Miller. I agree with you guys on the cell phones. I just wanted to draw your attention to a speech given by Attorney General William Barr recently at the University of Notre Dame. He talked about the degeneration of society, and he said it was not by chance but intentional. And he talked about things like the media, education system, and then he said, in you know, a very lawyer, you know, lawyery type way, he said it's secularism is what it is. It's a lack of God. And then whenever you bring that to a certain point in a society, you lose morality. You can no longer, you don't know what's right and wrong. You can't call a man or a woman a woman. He talks about abortion, homosexuality, perversion in general, the transgender agenda, all these things. And he said it's because we've taken that out of our education system, our media, everything. It's gone. And so it's causing depression, violence, drug use. He went on and on. But it was a great speech, and it was just so good to see such a high-level official, you know, saying these things, you know, about we have problems and we need to fix them. So I just wanted to wanted you guys to know about that.
So it's not just Rick Miller and Vin Finelli and the instructors and you, Robert, in Kansas. There's a whole bunch of us saying the same thing. That's what you're saying.
Absolutely, Vince. And we have our, you know, people in our government actually talking about it. So it's just it was just a really great thing. And I just really like hearing that.
Mm-hmm. Rick, any final comments?
No, I'm good. Thank you, Vince.
What a mess. We are. This is such a mess. Rick, one last question. Do you think we're going to survive this, or do you think this is the takedown?
There will be blood. There will be survivors. Mankind is being tested with intent. And I don't know by whom or what. God, gods, aliens, you know, call it black goo, you know, black mold. It's on my property.
Well, I don't know. We're out of time.
It is.
Rick, thank you so much. Robert, thank you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.